Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, a snapshot of the general good news when it comes to Kentucky sheep and goat producers.
Our state of Kentucky has been on an increase in numbers on sheep and goats for the past 5 or 6 years. Nationally, both of those numbers have been decreasing, but Kentucky has been increasing. So it sounds odd, but Kentucky has all the resources necessary in order to really have good small ruminant operations. People are starting to figure that out.
Kelly Yates, Executive Director of the Kentucky Sheep and Goat Development Office, says the state has plenty of forages, startup costs are relatively low for either species, and the Ag Development Council provides some cost share and programs for fencing and feed storage facilities.
But there's also programs for breeding stock as well, and that makes a huge difference because if you can get assistance there, then you can spend your money to get quality animals to really start the quality operation that you want.
Some producers process and sell direct, capturing more profits, and those selling on existing graded sales through the year are doing well too.
The prices have been really good the past couple of years. Like, there hasn't been that major drop that you see in the past. They're just on a steady incline, and so that really helps.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got the GED.
Kentucky Adult Education. Your future starts here. For a limited time in Kentucky, $10 GED testing per subject area is available. Contact your local adult education center for more information. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
Relative to the overall positive outlook for farmers with small ruminants, Kelly Yates with the Kentucky Sheep and Goat Development Office says the State Ag Department deserves credit for its marketing efforts, particularly strengthening its series of graded sales.
All the sheep and the goats that come into that particular stockyards are divided up based on size and quality of that animal. And so if you're a buyer coming in from up north somewhere, you're going to want to know that you can get a whole group of animals that fit a certain requirement that you need to have, and that you can put them on the truck and get them where you need to go. So as a buyer, you're willing to pay more in order to know that you're going to get uniform quality animals.
And coming up May 16 and 17 is the Sheep and Fiber Fest, the 6th annual at Lexington's Masterson Station Park. Learn all about it online at Kentucky, spelled out, KentuckySheepAndFiber.com. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.